Hello and welcome to the CGF podcast. My name is Louise Chester. I work in the communications team at the Consumer Goods Forum, and this is the third episode in our new podcast series where we delve behind the scenes of our work and we share our thoughts about the challenges facing our industry, the planet, and its people. The Consumer Goods Forum is a CEO-led organization that helps the world's retailers and consumer goods manufacturers to collaborate alongside other key stakeholders to secure consumer trust and drive positive change, including greater efficiency. I'm joined for this episode by Véronique Discourbouot, Director of the CGF's Global Food Safety Initiative. Véronique has just come back from this year's GFSI conference in Nice, so I'm really keen to hear all about that and learn more about how GFSI is supporting the implementation of safe food worldwide. So hi, Véronique.
Hello.
So let's dive straight in. You've recently come back from this year's GFSI conference in Nice earlier this month. I hear that it was a huge success with more than 1,000 delegates in attendance and a whole host of really interesting speakers. So what makes the GFSI conference so special? And what were your favourite moments and key takeaways from this year's conference?
Well, I have been in that role of GFSI director for 5 years now, but I am always amazed by the size and the atmosphere of the GFSI conference. This year was the 18th edition of the event. We often speak about it as the world's biggest conversation for food safety. And this edition definitely didn't disappoint. We had delegates from 64 countries from every corner of the world. They are also very diverse, coming from the food industry, academia, the public sector, and beyond. In fact, no matter what your expertise is, you'll always discover something new at this conference. We had 75 expert speakers on stage this year, sharing their stories and expertise. And that's not even counting on tech talks or special sessions, which are designed to showcase new solutions. So it's a very packed week of plenaries, breakouts, networking, and more. Each part is designed to provide food professionals with the tools they need to tackle new challenges individually, but also collectively. And being French, I was this year personally delighted to welcome this global conference back to France after the last few years in Kuala Lumpur, Houston, and Tokyo. After all, France was where GFSI all started 19 years ago. And being back in Nice was nice.
Wonderful, thank you. It's great to hear a little bit more about it. So, as one of GFSI's strategic priorities, capability building is a running theme each year in the GFSI conferences. How does the GFSI Global Markets Programme and the award scheme, which showcases the success stories of the winners, support the mission of GFSI?
Actually, GFSI is not just for the big companies, but for the small ones too. For those who have not achieved yet the level of certification. It's why the Global Markets Programme has been created. It is definitely designed for them. In fact, it is a step-by-step tool which allows companies to put in place their food safety management system or to improve it if they already have one. In a way, we take them by the hand and guide them as they work towards full certification. So we decided to launch the awards to recognize companies who have successfully implemented this program. And I have to say that after 4 years, honestly, it's getting harder and harder to select the award winners because each year the number and quality of application is increasing. I have to say that the awards really reflect the diversity of the Global Markets Programme around the world. And this year we had winners coming from Africa, Asia, the Americas, and Europe. But Honestly, what is the most exciting for me is to see how happy and proud the winners are. They have worked so hard, made improvements, done employee trainings, built up a strong food safety culture, and it's a real gift to us to see the winners sharing how at the end of the day, they have more confidence in the safety of their products, zero rejections with existing buyers, and more customers in more countries. Of course, it also brings huge benefits to these companies. One winner told us that their profits increased by 188%. So you see, the awards really support our strategy focused on implementation. GFSI is definitely not a talk shop. Companies, big and small, are implementing GFSI tools, and we are always delighted to be telling more and more of these success stories.
So during the conference week, I know that there are other activities planned around the event. Could you talk a little bit about the government-to-government and government-to-business meetings? It's extremely rare to see private companies dealing and meeting with public bodies. So how did you manage to successfully build that bridge?
Yes, that is exactly how we see our role at GFSI, to build a bridge between these various stakeholders to collaborate for safer food. And this is unprecedented. Last month's government-to-business meeting included 125 participants from governments, governmental agencies and organizations. I have to say that public-private partnerships is an area where GFSI has made significant recent achievements. We have had a lot of dialogue over the last few years, and it's not only dialogue. We are putting action into place around the world thanks to these partnerships. And GFSI now has 9 projects in place with 6 international organizations. Last year, we have also strengthened our collaboration with Codex Alimentarius, which is, as you know, one of the most important global organizations working on food safety. It is clear that in today's globalized world, we see an increased need for effective collaboration between industry stakeholders and local and national public partners. Consumers are asking for more and more information about food safety and traceability, so it was obvious that we needed the support of every link of the food safety supply chain, including, of course, the public authorities. In fact, no one, company, government, organization can solve this issue alone. That is very clear. This is why collaboration is key within the food safety community to harmonize food safety regulations and standards, and also to build a common understanding on what food safety should look like in order to reduce trade barriers. As GFSI director, I am really extremely proud to see the growing dialogue GFSI is leading. This kind of public-private collaboration is unprecedented. It's very rare to see this level of government support for private and public sector collaboration. And I have to say that 5 years ago, this would have been almost unthinkable. But the support we are seeing around the world now is definitely very promising.
So 2020 will be the 20th anniversary of the Global Food Safety Initiative. What do you think will be the next big challenge that will face the industry over the next 20 years? And how do you think that the industry will rise to these challenges?
Oh, definitely. I think the biggest challenge remains to maintain consumer trust in a world that is constantly changing. Goods are traveling further and faster than ever. Supply chains are more and more complex, while consumers are asking for more and more transparency. I am sure that the role of technology will be huge in the future. We are not there yet, but there are a lot of opportunities ahead to use that technology for the benefit of transparency, traceability, and food safety. And I invite you to come learn more. This will be a great chance to explore even further both the challenges and opportunities created by new technology. This is a big reason our 2020 conference will be in Seattle. And I invite you to come because that will be great opportunities to investigate the challenges and opportunities created by technology.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. So for any listeners who are interested, next year's GFSI conference is going to be on the 25th to the 28th of February in Seattle. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the GFSI community because it seems to me that it's really special and very unique. The stats show that 80% of people come back every year to attend the conference. That is such an exceptional rate. In your opinion, what is the value in coming together to work collaboratively? And how does this collective action help GFSI to succeed?
Oh, what makes it work is first that we all agree that everyone has the right to safe food. And secondly, that food safety is non-competitive. In today's interconnected world with ever more complex supply chains, no one, no company, no country, no one can achieve this alone. So we all win or all lose together. And this is a big part of what drives the wonderful collaborative spirit in the GFSI community, even amongst competitors. At the conference, you can really feel the atmosphere of a strong community. Delegates go way back with GFSI and they really speak fondly about conferences from previous years. And when I look at the technical working group members working all together in a collaborative mode, I am always very surprised to see how efficient and productive they are compared to where they work individually in their own silo.
Super, thank you so much. So finally, last question. This is something I like to ask everybody who comes on the CGF podcast. So what keeps you motivated and inspired to keep doing the job that you're doing?
Well, what inspires me the most is working alongside all the wonderful people who make up the GFSI community. It is vast and it is diverse, but it is these individuals around the world will remind me of the importance of the work we do on a daily basis. I also love going to our annual GFSI conference because it is the moment to reconnect with the GFSI community. It is such a vibrant and enthusiastic community. It's wonderful to see the familiar faces, hear their stories on how GFSI benefits them throughout the year. This is what always inspires me to carry on. And about what motivates me the most, it's definitely to be useful. Useful for small and medium companies to help them to access new markets. For buying companies which deal with different local regulations. For regulators, providing them with a platform for open dialogue between them and with business. And finally, useful for consumers to have access to safe food no matter where in the world they live. What motivates me is to build better life through better business.
Thank you very much, Véronique. It was really interesting to hear more about the world of GFSI.
Thank you, Louise, for having me on the podcast.
For any listeners who want to find out more about the Global Food Safety Initiative, you can visit our website, www.theconsumergoodsforum.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please do subscribe to the podcast for more episodes coming soon. Next month's episode will be coming a little earlier than usual as we mark the occasion of World Health Day on April 7th. Thank you and goodbye.